Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. You know, there aren't many things that really, I guess you could say, piss me off, but I'm pissed. I'm fired up. I'm hot in the chest. And if you've heard about it now, I'm sure you are too. I mean, any rational middle class American, any American, any rational thinking individual would be pissed. So now the Biden regime thinks it would be a great idea to give illegal aliens. I'm not calling them illegal immigrants. I am calling them illegal aliens. People that broke the law by however means they broke the law, entering the country illegally, climbing a wall, using a coyote, whatever they did, digging a tunnel. You came here illegally. You're an alien. You invaded the country. You did not utilize the legal immigration process. They didn't. I shouldn't say you didn't. And Sleepy Joe and whatever idiots are pulling the strings, they want to give illegal aliens who were separated from their families at the border, oh my God, $450,000. Almost $500,000. $1 million to a supposed possible alien family. You come here illegally. You're separated from your family at the border. And now you might, they, I keep saying you, they might be entitled to almost $500,000. There are middle class Americans that have never seen almost $500,000 working two or even three jobs to make ends meet, especially now because inflation is through the roof. Okay. They broke the law. They're here now. And we can find these people. Apparently, we can locate. The federal government can track and locate and find these people to give them $450,000, but we can't find and locate illegals to deport them back to their country for coming here illegally. We can terminate people. We can allow businesses and the government and municipalities to fire people or put them on unpaid leave because they didn't get a mandated temporary emergency, whatever you want to call it, jab in the arm. So you can lose your livelihood as an American citizen. Because you're not complying with this ridiculous mandate. But people who invade this nation illegally not only don't have to get a mandated vaccination, because they don't, and they're open about that, they're not enforcing vaccinations on illegals coming over the border, But now we're going to give them $450,000 when they were separated from their family for breaking the law. You know, when you break the law in the United States as a citizen, you go to jail if you're convicted. And oh my God, you're separated from your family when you're incarcerated, when you're convicted of breaking the law as an American citizen. There's no $450,000 check waiting when you get out of jail for breaking the law. We know you broke the law. You were separated from your family. So here's your $450,000 check. But they climb over the wall. They get here illegally. They're separated. And because they might suffer from PTSD, from the traumatic events of being separated from their family after getting into the greatest country in the world, they're given $450,000. Well, they might be given $450,000. But you can get terminated as an American citizen for not getting a mandated vaccination. You can be arrested for walking into a business or a public building and not complying with a mask mandate. That's happened in this country to American citizens. You can be arrested. I don't care what they're doing in Australia and their tyrannical lockdowns that they have there. I'm talking about America. We had Democrat-run cities shutting down economies for a year and a half because of a pandemic, destroying small businesses. And then you have the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttplug, Buttigieg, however you say his name. You know, the guy who's on paternity leave for over 2 months because, you know, he had twins. Is he a birthing parent? No. Does he chest feed? I don't know how all that garbage works. Anyway, but he says, well, the economy's doing great, and there might be some shortages, but there wasn't supply and demand during the pandemic and the lockdowns. No. The supply and demand moved from the businesses you shut down to online places like Amazon. So Jeff Bezos just became richer. The supply and demand didn't change. It just changed on how people were buying. Okay, they were, and there were people out there getting handsome checks from the federal government, the unemployment plus the COVID check. They were using that to buy things online, like Amazon, because they couldn't go to the store and buy, shop at stores because they were shut down. And businesses that were around for generations forced to close forever. But we're going to give illegal aliens $450,000. We are going to allow cities like New York City, where I live very, very close to, we're going to allow the Democrat idiot moron mayor Bill de Blasio tell New York City firefighters, New York City police officers, New York City sanitation workers and teachers, and who knows who else, that if they don't get this mandatory medical modality jab, a mandatory medical procedure that's experimental, that they're going to lose their job, that they can go on unpaid leave until it's corrected. Eat shit and die. New York City Fire Department has to now run short-staffed on their on their fire trucks. They have to not come to work. They have to shut down fire companies within the city because they don't have the staffing to staff them. And it's not only happened in New York. I know it's happening, I believe, in Beverly Hills and other places, Los Angeles, I believe. So when you, these services that we take for granted because we pay taxes for this service, so now we're feeling it. We take it for granted. When you call 911, and this is all over the country, but I'm talking about New York City for a minute. You call 911, and there's a fire. You're guaranteed a certain response from the fire department. That's career and paid. When you call 911 in New York City, you're guaranteed a certain response from the New York City Police Department to protect you, to put your fire out, the fire department, to pick up your garbage, sanitation. So now, what is it like? I think it was like 17,000 New York City police officers are refusing the jab. And it sounds like they're going to be put on unpaid leave. You have people in the fire department and police department who have their 20 years, which allows them to retire, are putting in their retirement papers because who want to stay. Very experienced people, by the way. It hurts the fire department. It hurts the police department. When you are forcing out experienced firefighters and police officers who were there to train the less experienced younger firefighters and police officers, these people are, you know what? I have 22 years on. What do I need this for? I'm just going to go and retire. I don't have to worry about it. And then they're firing people. And then I love the leftists. They say, well, there are plenty of people that would take those jobs. I could tell you right now that you're not getting the pink-haired, rainbow shirt wearing moron becoming a New York City firefighter. You know why? Because they can't do the job. Oh, does that make me a homophobe or a transphobe or some sort of phobe? I don't really give a shit because it's true. You take a test, you have to pass the academy, you can do the job. The police department. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring National Guards, march them into cities. You know, I had a discussion about this a long time ago, before this was even on the radar on a show, a friend of mine, the Joe Cozzo Show, who is a great podcast, by the way. You got to go over and check out the Joe Cozzo Show. So I was in studio with him and we started talking. This was months ago. Before any of this was really being talked about people losing their job for mandates, we were actually talking about this, about defunding the police. And he made a good point, which I almost thought was half conspiratorial, but it's facts now. So this was back when we were talking about defunding the police, how Joe Cozzo was saying to me, well, what's the goal? Defund the police, but the demand for the police is there so the federal government can move in and bring in, say, a federal police force, whatever that might be. Whatever the federal police force might be, there are plenty of federal law enforcement agencies. Let's say defunding the police completely crushed a municipality. Let's say, for example, Chicago Police Department, which is just about decimated because they have people that don't even want to, they don't have people that want to be police officers in Chicago. You have people retiring because their mayor is a moron. She turned around and called her own police officers insurrectionists for not wanting to take the mandated vaccine that she put in place. So anyway, Joe says, well, then what do we have? We have this void to be filled for a federal police department. So now who would the federal police department answer to? We'll say the federal DOJ, the Department of Justice. Who is the head of that, who's appointed by the current president, which is, they're sick Democrats, progressives, just sickos. So now you have the police department under this just sick control. And I'm like, okay, it sounds crazy, but now think about it. Now the Democrat run cities. They're Democrats. The city mayors, de Blasio, Lightfoot, over there in San Francisco. And then you have the Democrat governors, and they're all listening to the Democrat members of Congress and the Democrat president and his handlers. It sounds conspiratorial, but it makes sense. Let's decimate these municipalities to maybe federalize them so they could have complete control. You know, we'll keep having election irregularities, right? It sounds like I should have a tinfoil hat on, but if you just look at it, it makes sense. You call 911. Your house is on fire. You're trapped. And the company, the fire company and the firehouse that's closest to your home might be one of those firehouses and fire companies that's closed due to staffing issues because, well, they couldn't come to work because they didn't get a mandated shot in the arm. Do you give a shit if the firefighter who's coming into your house, putting the fire out in your house and rescuing you as you're trapped in your bedroom, do you give a shit what their vaccination status is? Please tell me in the comments. And if you do care, you're a moron. Do you care when you're getting robbed or when your house is getting broken into or you're in a parking garage and some thug is attempting to rape you? Do you give a shit what the vaccination status is of the police officer coming to your rescue, to your aid? Do you care? Do you care what the vaccination status is of the guy picking up the garbage in the street? So you're going to just fire all the sanitation workers? Bill de Blasio decriminalizes taking a dump and a piss in the street in the city of New York? You realize the amount of garbage that's handled in the city of New York on a daily basis? The city of New York was a cesspool back in the 80s. Late 70s, early 80s, up until Giuliani came in and cleaned it up. What is going to it's already happening in New York City. I mean, go to any of these parks, okay, in New York City. Beautiful, beautiful city parks, and they're all drug dens, broad daylight, people sitting there. They're selling marijuana out in the open by the bags and the jar. Because it's decriminalized. They're shooting each other up with heroin, tourniquets on our arm. Your kids are playing on the swing set over here. And 20 feet away, there's a heroin addict shooting up, leaning up against some monument that's there in the park. Washington Square Park, Central Park. They're shooting each other like it's the Wild West in the middle of the day. In beautiful parts of the city, in beautiful parts of Manhattan, in beautiful parts of Brooklyn. But we're going to fire police officers, firefighters, sanitation workers, teachers, nurses, healthcare workers because of a jab. But the federal government, which is all in support of it, Joe Biden said himself when he was asked at a town hall with that other flake, when Anderson Cooper from CNN asked him, if he supported first responders losing their job if they did not cooperate with the mandated vax. And Joe Biden said yes. But meanwhile, a week before, he was at the National Police Memorial talking about how great police officers were. And a week later, oh yeah, any police officer that chooses not to take the mandated vaccination should be fired, should be terminated, should lose their right to work, should lose their ability to feed their family, should lose their ability to survive and pay their bills. But he will write a check for $450,000 for the illegal alien from Guatemala that came here and suffers from PTSD because they were separated from their family. How in the hell does that make sense? And all they want to do is print money. All they want to do is print money and spend money on bullshit. $555 billion in this infrastructure, I believe, Bill. $555 billion on climate change. We have hungry veterans, homeless veterans. And we want to spend $555 billion on climate change. We want to give illegal aliens $450,000 checks for being separated from their families. And we have homeless veterans. We have homeless children. We have schools in poverty-stricken areas that can't turn heat on because they don't have money to fix their heating systems. Everybody wants to talk about the water in Flint, Michigan. It's the worst water, I think, in the country, possibly the world. And everyone says, well, it's not a federal problem. Okay, let's make it a federal problem and take $450,000 and build a water treatment facility. Let's take $1 billion and build a water treatment facility in Flint, Michigan. Let's fund veteran services. $555 billion on climate change. Oh, can anyone tell me what the fuck tree equity is? Yes, tree equity. Please. Please tell me in the comments what you think tree equity is. Apparently, this tree equity is planting trees in shitty neighborhoods. And this is tree equity. I'm not making it up. And I believe it's like $3 billion in tree equity to plant trees in low-income neighborhoods in the name of tree equity. People can't afford to put gas in their cars. My mother-in-law bought a turkey for Thanksgiving. It was like one left in the store. And it wasn't a very large turkey. I don't remember the poundage of it. It wasn't a large turkey at all. She said that. She even said, if I need another turkey, I have to get another one because this one isn't very big. Okay? So if it's not, so figure it's probably less, I'd imagine it's probably an 8-pound turkey. I don't know. Anyway, the turkey after tax was $62. $62 for a not very large turkey for Thanksgiving. People can't put gas in their cars. They can't pay their mortgages. They can't, and I don't mean people because they're not working. No, these are people that are working maybe one job, maybe a full-time job and a part-time job, but whatever it is. They can't put gas in their cars because gas is through the roof. Where I am, it's upwards of like $3.90 a gallon for regular gas. California, this place, is it's over $7 a gallon. $7 a gallon. Go ahead. Tell me that Joe Biden has nothing to do and his policies have nothing to do with the rising gas prices right now. Go ahead and tell me that. Go ahead. Go ahead and tell me that, well, there weren't a lot of people driving during the Trump, that last year of the Trump administration during the pandemic. Bullshit. And by the way, I bought a vehicle. I bought a truck last October. I have it a year now. And when I was buying that truck, I said this before. The six dealerships I went to were packed and the cars were flying out of the lot. A lot of cars being sold during the pandemic. There was a lot of driving being done. Remember what the gas prices were in New York? They were at one point, they were lower than $2 a gallon, which I don't remember the last time I've seen that since I've been driving. I've been driving for a long time, over 20-something years. So people can't feed their families. People can't put gas in their cars. But $3 billion is going to plant trees in bad neighborhoods for tree equity. Take the $3 billion and go into those bad neighborhoods and give out turkeys. Do like, what's his name? One of the biggest heroin dealers in Harlem back in the day did. Nicky Barnes or who's the other guy? Frank Lucas with the giant trucks full of frozen turkeys, giving them out to all the poor neighborhood families. It's bad when drug kingpins take better care of their families, their neighbors, than the government does. But we're going to plant trees and we're going to make the neighborhood look half nice. $3 billion in the name of tree equity. Tree equity. I don't know what the fuck tree equity is. I need to find this out. It's got to be a made-up term. But again, Democrat-run cities, Democrat-run states. See what happens when Democrats run things? And I try not to say that because I want to believe there are moderate, decent Democrats out there. And there are. I know Democrats. that aren't these sick progressives, these woke, just Democrat socialists. I do know some. I know Democrat capitalists. I know Democrats that enjoy the luxury, enjoy the privilege of capitalism. You do too. You know one also. You know a Democrat socialist that enjoys the perks of capitalism, AOC. She loves capitalism. Right? She doesn't say it though, does she? Go look up how much her merch is on her website and people buy it. She makes millions of dollars, not an exaggeration, on her merch store on her website. Drives a Tesla, two beautiful apartments, one in DC, one in New York. She's not a little ghetto bartender from the Bronx. No. She's from a nice area in Westchester. She didn't grow up poor. Another phony fits the narrative. Defund the police, reward criminals, cashless bail. In some cities, like in New York, there's someone running for mayor. He was a former New York City cop. This guy, Eric Adams, Democrat. He's just like de Blasio. He wants illegals to be able to vote. Most Democrats do. That's why they're letting them in. They want to kill their kids. They want to abort their kids. Oh, and they want to allow, just like they did in Florida, they want a Florida teacher. I don't have a lot on this story yet. I'm probably going to talk about it again in a future episode. But students, they had a field trip to a gay bar. Yep. First of all, take the gay out of it. You're taking kids to a bar on a field trip. Okay, now add the gay part to it because they love their identity politics and all that bullshit. You know, the whole wokeism. I'm pissed off. I don't even care. You know, all right. So then the other thing they talk about, Hold on. There's so much I'm trying to unpack here. I'm all over the place, but I'm just so fed up. You have to tell me in the comments what you think about this $450,000 for illegal aliens. Military veterans killed in action get less. 9/11 victims, people who were killed, a terrorist attack on 9/11, less. Police officers killed in the line of duty while they're trying to protect their community get less. Firefighters killed in the line of duty trying to protect their community, less. Pretty soon you will find, instead of the illegal alien driving around in a beat-up Honda that sounds like a lawnmower, you will find the illegal alien driving around in a fucking Maserati. That's what you're going to find. While you're working three jobs, living in a 1,500 square foot house where you can barely pay the mortgage, they will be living in 4,000 square foot homes in gated communities in red states voting blue. That's a fact, people. It's all by design. Exterminate and eradicate conservatism. That is the Democrats' goal. Leave the borders open, flood the country, get them all registered Democrats, fatten the voting rolls, and force them to vote party lines. That is why the borders open. That is why they want free and early pre-K, government-funded school with a government-funded message. Indoctrinate. That's what they want. They talk about the shortages. All of the ships out there that they can't get into port. They won't talk about that either. They won't talk about the flop of trying to have the ports working 24/7. They won't talk about that. Just like they don't want to talk about Joe Biden broke the record for the most illegal immigrant entries into the United States in American history. He broke the record. That's not reported either. Go look it up and you'll see. You'll see. So now they're talking about shortages for Christmas. The holidays are coming. So my feeling on Christmas, I love the holidays. I love the holidays because of family. I have a large family. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. Easter, I could go either way about. I know my grandmother likes it, so I roll with the punches. Okay, Christmas. People are saying, well, all the shortages, people aren't going to be able to give their kids a nice Christmas. Christmas has become so commercialized. I mean, I'm sitting here, and it's not even Halloween. It's almost a couple days away. And I walk into a store the other day, Hobby Lobby, actually, near me, with my 9-year-old. And we walk in, and she goes, I can't believe they have all the Christmas stuff out. It's too early. It's not even Halloween. It's not even Thanksgiving. It's ridiculous. It just gets earlier, earlier, and earlier because it's so commercialized now. And I get it. I'm all about American culture. I don't care what's going on in whatever other country as far as culture. I don't care that we're bringing all of these Afghani refugees here. Well, I do care. We shouldn't be bringing them all here unvetted. We're bringing all these Afghani refugees here. I don't care about their culture. I don't. I care about American culture. Christmas is American culture. Whether it's commercialized or not, I believe it's commercialized. I believe all of the jealous little, you know, all of the, I'm sorry, the spoiled little snot-nosed kids that get everything they want. We're all guilty of it, especially the grandparents out there. Spoil, spoil, spoil. I get it. Everything's going to be a lot more money this year, or there's going to be shortages of a lot of things. But the fact is that hardworking middle-class Americans work very hard so they can give their kids a nice Christmas. It's like the goal. They want their children to have a nice Christmas. And that's a great goal. You want your kids to have everything better than you had growing up. If you struggled, you don't want your kids to struggle. You should not have to struggle. Your kids should not have to struggle. But there are ways around that besides $450,000 checks to illegals or depending on the government for monthly checks. That's what you don't want, because then you will be, that the poverty will be maximized. It all sounds good now, but once the government has you where they want, that all goes away. Just see what happens in Venezuela. Socialism sucks, people. And if you agree with the elements of socialism, well, then you suck too. So holidays, Christmas. It's important for people. It's important. And then you have bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci, another moron who likes to kill dogs and monkeys and torture them and experiment on orphans in New York City who are AIDS infected orphans. You have him saying, well, if you're vaccinated, you can have a great holiday. Go and enjoy the holidays with your friends, with your family. Hey, Dr. Fauci, go fuck yourself. I'm going to enjoy my holiday with my family and my friends, just as I did every year, and it's never changed. And I tell everybody out there, you go and enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your holiday with your family, okay? Don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do when it comes to your family. Don't let anybody tell you what to do when it comes to your health and the choices you can make. I'm not against vaccines. I'm against mandates. I say it constantly, but I have to always say it. Otherwise, I'll get banned or deplatformed. What I want to know is all this Christmas shortages. And they're saying that the government says, well, there's going to be shortages into 2022. I want to know if they're going to suffer from the shortages. All the members of Congress, are they going to suffer from the shortages? I doubt it. They're going to get everything that they need for the holidays. All these members of Congress with their $174,000 a year salaries and plus whatever other benefits they get. Maybe we should do salary cuts for them. How many of them are willing to do a salary, take a salary cut? Not many. Some would, but not many. I want to know if they're going to suffer from Christmas supply shortages. I guarantee the answer is no. And I'm going to tell you again, it's not Democrats. They're wasteful spending. I just talked about $555 billion for climate change. But again, we have hunger and poverty in America. Well, here's another one. homeless veterans in America, homeless children in America, America, Americans. We have military veterans killing themselves at an accelerated rate. Veteran suicide, PTSD. They defended our country. Where's their billions of dollars to fight veteran suicide? Where are the billions of dollars for job placement programs? Where's their $450,000 check for putting it all on the line and getting blown up by roadside bombs and losing legs and arms and now having to live as an invalid the rest of their life at 35 years old? Where's their $450,000 check? Why isn't the government building them smart homes? Why isn't the government funding those organizations? Oh, no. But in the infrastructure plan, they want to spend $150 billion on affordable housing. It says it right in there. They want to buy single and multifamily homes. Residential homes. This goes back to the Democrats wanting to destroy the suburb life. They don't want anybody to own. They want to force people into selling, force them into poverty, raise the prices, force them into foreclosure. Let the federal government start buying up the land, or their organizations that are subsidized by the federal government to buy the properties, so they could be turned into affordable housing. Affordable housing for who? For Americans? I find that hard to believe right now. Especially now since the Democrats are pushing it so hard in the infrastructure bill. Affordable housing in the infrastructure bill. Climate change in the infrastructure bill. $3 billion for tree equity in the infrastructure bill. $150 billion for affordable housing for those same illegal aliens that are coming into this country. Well, maybe Afghani refugees. Maybe they need affordable housing and the Democrats will give it to them. $150 billion worth of it. And then on top of that, they're going to weaponize the IRS and come after you and look at your bank accounts and transactions over $600. They're going, they don't want to spy on hardworking middle-class Americans. Well, you don't want to spy on billionaires with $600 transactions, but they all think we're stupid. They all think we're morons. And then they'll turn around and say, they are morons. And while we're doing that, we're going to start issuing gender X passports because God forbid it says male or female on it. Someone might cry. And again, gender X passports. But we're going to shut down economies, destroy local businesses, put hardworking middle class Americans into poverty. And we're going to give millions and what will turn out to be probably tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, because to illegal aliens who were separated at the border. Oh, my God. Oh, the horror. What we should be doing is putting them on planes and flying them back. And anyone who thinks this is okay, you're not a rational thinking human. You can literally go to San Francisco right now, shoot up heroin, throw the needle in the street, take a shit in the street, and walk into your local pharmacy with a black plastic bag and take up to $1,000 worth of merchandise and walk out and not be arrested, decriminalized. And you can just put businesses out of business. You could do it every day. Every day, just go out and just steal stuff. Shit in the street. New York City, you can be arrested 47 times, 50 times, and every time, cashless bail. You're released, you're released, you're released. No bail, no bail, no bail. But mandate, 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 mandate. Need the shot to go out to eat. Need the shot to go see a show. Need the shot to get treated at a hospital. You need the shot, you need the shot. And those that don't should die. Those that don't succumb to the mandate, the sick mandate, should be left to die. And news actors say it, have said it. Don Lemon. Well then, unvaccinated people shouldn't be treated at hospitals. Unvaccinated people should not be allowed to shop in stores because they're dirty. It's like unvaccinated people are now the infected zombies of the world. And that's Democrat-run America, people. Republicans need to get off their asses because they're not doing anything to really fight it. Lot of lip service. Lot of lip service. Lot of elections coming up. Lot of stuff going on. The election, that's a whole other process. I talk about the election and then there are points brought up that a lot of people don't want to talk about. What about our election system? And I'm not even going to get into that now. The way America is right now, and not all of America, Democrat-run cities, criminals on top, police in the street, in the cold, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, firefighters, sanitation, they're not first responders, civil servants. Police, from zero to hero. I'm sorry. Reverse that. Well, no, don't. Because they was zeros at one point, meaning nobody cared about them. Then they became heroes because they fought through the pandemic. They worked through the pandemic tirelessly. And then they went from hero to zero. Now you're a piece of shit. Oh, you want to have a choice. Oh, you don't want to listen to us. Oh, you don't want to succumb to the tyrannical governing from Democrats that run the city you work for. Oh, well, there's the door. Oh, you have 18 years? Oh, you can't retire yet? Oh, well, too bad. Get out. You're fired. And it's, you know, big deadly pandemic, but yeah, we're firing nurses and doctors. Crime statistics through the roof in cities. New York, Chicago. Yeah, we're gonna fire cops because they're not succumbing to the tyrannical governing. But it is an interesting time to be alive, though, to see this all happen. And, you know, watch them. Watch them destroy cities. Watch them destroy schools. Watch them destroy the education system. And by them, I mean these sick, woke liberals, these sick, woke progressives. They want to destroy everything that a conservative wants to preserve in this country. They want to destroy prosperity. They want to destroy capitalism. They want big government. They want to destroy the court system. They want to abolish the police department and law enforcement. Talk to some of these sickos. They want to abolish the correction facilities, the prison system. No one should go to jail. No one should go to jail anymore. You just walk around the world being the biggest piece of shit, killing, raping, robbing. Doesn't matter. Democrats support them. They want them out of the jails and into the voting booths. They want the illegals over the wall and into the voting booths. Well, registered Democrats. When a minority is going to wake up and realize that Democrats are going to not stop exploiting you? Let's get back really quick. The $450,000 for illegals. That's what it, reparations. That's the term, right? Reparations. Where's the Black Democratic Congressional Caucus on this? They can't be happy. Haven't heard anything from them yet. They haven't put on a press conference out on the Capitol steps. The blacks in the United States have been promised reparations by Democrats for years. There was even a value put to it. It was something ridiculous, like whatever the value of 40 acres were, or I even heard something ridiculous, like 40 acres and a mule or something like that. You know, reparations for something that they didn't endure because they weren't around for that. And the people that wanted to pay those reparations, you know, those are white liberals who want to apologize for being white and say that they had privilege that doesn't exist. So where's all the black, could we call that black rage? Where's all the black rage about the Democrats shitting all over them and their reparations that they were promised? That they were, oh, we're all in support of giving the black communities reparations. We're all going to write you checks. Where are their checks? But now you're talking about giving illegals $450,000. Those black people that you promised the reparations for, Democrats, yeah, I believe most, if not all of them, are United States citizens. So we're going to say, well, screw them now. They're not going to get their reparations. We need that money to give to the illegals who were separated at the border and are suffering from the PTSD. I sound like a broken record. I'm just so pissed off. It's infuriating. You have to tell me how you feel about this. Please. You have to tell me. It's bizarro world out there. Bizarro world. You got to get out and you got to get involved. From the smallest level, I say it all the time, school boards. You got to get these sickos out of their positions on the school board. City council, mayorships, governorships, Congress. We have to preserve a free America. Freedom. I know that's what we all want. We don't want the government in our lives. They shouldn't be in our lives. You have to get involved. Please get involved. However you can. Work a polling place. Get out and canvass with a candidate who you believe in. Pass out flyers. Go do meet and greets. Make phone calls. Work a phone bank. Talk to people. That's the problem. Nobody's talking to each other. Or if there are, they're just talking in echo chambers with people of the same like-minded people. Yes, you want to be in a group of friends of this of like-minded people. But like me, I know people that are not like-minded that I have conversations with. That are often difficult conversations to have, but they need to be had. And they need to be had respectfully amongst you and the other person. I talk to liberals. I try to get their perspective on things, try to give them mine sometimes. I'm not trying to change minds. I'm just trying to understand some of the logic because most of the logic is just not logic at all. It's stupidity. And I'm not attacking that individual. Whoever that might be I'm talking to at the moment, but I want to know, how do we fix this country as Americans, not as Republicans, not as Democrats? How do we fix it? You know, how many times can I ask somebody, tell me something about Joe Biden's political career, positive, and why you voted for him as president without uttering the words of the orange boogeyman, Donald Trump? Don't tell me, because every single person that does it tells me, thank God we have integrity in the White House with Joe Biden. It's so much better than having this horrible, racist, transphobe Donald Trump in the White House. First of all, none of those things describe Donald Trump. But second of all, that's the only reason why we're happy of having Joe Biden in the White House? Because that's not a reason. And even Democrats know that. I mean, the buyer's remorse that I see, it's pretty extreme. You have to just hold the line. Stand up for what you believe in. And to all those first responders out there that are suffering right now, hold the line. You're supported. You're supported by more people than you think. And it's hard. And I'm sure and I'm hoping that people are reaching out and taking care of them and seeing if they're doing okay. I have a lot of friends that are New York City police officers. I have a lot of friends that are New York City paramedics. I have a lot of friends that are New York City firefighters that I communicate with on a daily or weekly basis. And now with this mandate, some of them, they're choosing to go on that unpaid leave because they're standing for what they believe in. It's their decision and it's their right. And I hope things turn around. I can't imagine what this is going to look like if our federal government decides to pay reparations to illegal aliens of $450,000 to somebody. And we have American citizens sleeping in the street. We have American veterans that fought for this country sleeping in the street and killing themselves. We have homeless children. How about instead of $3 billion for tree equity, $3 billion goes into fighting human trafficking, child trafficking, sex trafficking? It's insanity, people. I'm going to leave it there. Listen, I have a great time doing this podcast. I get such great feedback from all of you through email or Facebook. I mean, the podcast Facebook page, it's growing almost out of control. It's like a wildfire. I 20,000 followers not too long ago. It's almost at 22,000 followers. You know, I'm on Instagram. You get the website, thegreatdivide1776.com. The best thing you could do to support the show. I don't make any money on this podcast. I don't. I finance it because I enjoy doing it. I have a merch store, the Freedom Shop. Freedomshop76.com. You can even get the merch shop over at the main website, thegreatdivide1776.com. A lot of people buy hats and shirts. I use that money for production costs. I have a producer. I have an editor. But even if I didn't, I would still be doing this. Why? Because I can and I enjoy it. And I feel this is my way of fighting the fight, is speaking my mind and giving people out there like you who listen and watch me my take on things to maybe make you open your mind a little bit to maybe think outside the box, just look at things in a different way. I try to look at things differently or from all angles. And I like to pass that information. And I honestly enjoy the feedback that I get. I even enjoy the hate feedback I get. It gives me a little tickle, and I enjoy that. So the best thing you can do to support the show, like, follow, subscribe, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Gab. I'm on Getter. Find me, like it, share the video, share the podcast. I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Amazon Music, all the podcast platforms I'm available on. I get some great guests. Very soon I have my project coming out, my four-part series with the infamous Roger Stone. I'm excited about that. That should be coming out in the next week or so. And if you want, you could also go over to the website. I have some Patriot partners. If you go to the website, thegreatdivide1776.com, and hit the Patriot Partners tab, there's some great deals on some great products, from body armor, magazines for your firearms at Gun Mag Warehouse. If you're into cigars like I do, I have a promo code at the Famous Smoke Shop. You can get right from my website for free shipping over $75. Optics for your firearms, Palmetto State Armory, Brownells Firearms. There's a Spartan body armor systems. You can, again, just you go to the website, thegreatdivide1776.com, hit the Patriot Partners tab. It'll bring you into all the products that I'm partnered with, and you can click on them and get some pretty great deals, especially with the holidays coming. You know, get your ammo, get your optics, get your firearms, get your body armor. It's always good to have all that stuff. And of course, you have to get your cigars. I'm big into my cigars. And again, I have the merch shop there, the Freedom Shop. You can go to freedomshop76.com. Anyway, follow, like, subscribe, do it. I'll talk to you all soon. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And most of all, God bless America. You take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.